GCSE French Podcast, Numbers, Times, and Dates.
Hello, and welcome to this GCSE French Study Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most essential and mark-winning topics in your EdExcel French exam. Numbers, times, and dates.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Numbers, that sounds basic. But here's the truth. This topic appears in every paper. Listening, reading, speaking, writing, you cannot escape it. And examiners love setting traps with numbers because one tiny mistake can completely change your meaning. The difference between do's and do could cost you marks in a listening task. The difference between writing may with a capital M instead of may could lose you accuracy marks in writing. So today, we're going to nail this topic. We'll cover the French number system, including those tricky 70s, 80s, and 90s, the 24-hour clock, dates, and the prepositions that go with them. By the end of this podcast, you'll have the confidence to tackle any question involving quantitative data. Let's dive in. Let's start with numbers. The French number system is mostly straightforward up to 60, but then things get interesting. In standard French, the French spoken in France, the numbers 70, 80, and 90 use a mathematical system. 70 is 70, which literally means 60-10. 80 is 80, meaning 420s. And 90 is 90, or 420-10. So when you hear 75, you need to mentally calculate. That's 60 plus 15, which equals 75. Now, if you're listening to Belgian or Swiss French speakers, you might hear 70 for 70, 90 for 90, and in Swiss French, 80 for 80. These are much simpler. But for your EdExcel exam, you need to recognize both systems because listening tasks can feature speakers from different regions. Here's where candidates lose marks. Confusing phonetically similar numbers. Do, 2, sounds quite different from do's, 12, but under exam pressure, it's easy to mishear. Same with trees, 13, and C's, 16. The key is to listen for that Z sound at the end. Practice listening to native speakers saying these numbers in context, not just in isolation. Let's move on to telling the time. French uses the 24-hour clock in formal contexts, train schedules, official documents, anything written down. So 14h30 is not 2:30 p.m., it's 14h30. In spoken, informal French, you might hear 2h30 de l'après-midi. But in your exam, especially in writing and listening, expect the 24-hour format. Key phrases you must know. A quart means and a quarter. So, 8h15 is 8:15. A demi means and a half. 10h30 is 10:30. And here's a tricky one. Moins le quart means minus a quarter. So, 9h-le-quart is 8:45. Literally, 9 o'clock minus 15 minutes. Two special times, midi is midday, 12 p.m., and minuit is midnight. Never write dues yours when you mean noon or midnight. Use the specific words. That's the kind of precision examiners are looking for. Now, dates. The structure in French is le plus the number plus the month. So why? Le 5 mai 2023. Notice something? The month is not capitalized. This is a huge error candidates make in writing tasks. French does not capitalize days of the week or months of the year unless they start a sentence. So it's lundi, not lundi. It's janvier, not janvier. Mark this in your brain right now because it's an easy accuracy mark to lose. The one exception to the date structure is the first of the month. You don't say le 1 janvier, you say le 1er janvier. Premier is the ordinal number for first. Prepositions with dates and times are critical. Use in with years, seasons, and months. In 2023, en été, en janvier. But use les with specific dates. Le 14 juillet. Never use sur for dates. That's an English interference error. One more thing. When you're reading a French text and you see le lendemain, that means the next day. Examiners use this to test whether you can establish timelines. If a text says an event happened le 10 mai and then le lendemain, you need to know that's the 11th of May, not the 10th. Right, let's talk exam strategy. These tips will help you pick up every available mark. In listening tasks, scan the question paper before the audio starts. Look for currency symbols, clock icons, or calendar references. This tells you a number is coming so you can focus your attention. If you miss a number the first time, don't panic. You get two plays. Use the first play to get the gist and the second to confirm details. In reading tasks, be alert for phrases like le lendemain, la veille, the day before, or dans deux jours, in 2 days. These test your ability to calculate dates, not just read them. In speaking, if you're unsure of an exact time, use vers, around, to keep your fluency going. Je suis arrivé vers 10 heures. I arrived around 10 o'clock. But if the question asks for specific data, you must give it. Examiners mark you on communication, and vague answers don't communicate clearly. In writing, always double-check your dates. The structure is lay plus number plus month. And remember, no capital letters on months or days unless they start a sentence. This is tested in translation tasks especially, where accuracy is everything. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't confuse 60, 60 with 70, 70. Don't write times in 12-hour format when the context is formal. And never, ever use sir with dates. Let's test your recall. I'll give you a number, time, or date in English, and you say it in French. Pause after each one if you need to. Ready? 1. How do you say 75 in standard French? That's 75. 2. How do you write the 1st of March in French? Le 1er mars. 3. What's 8:45 p.m. in the 24-hour clock? 20h45. 4. How do you say in 2025? In 2025. 5. True or false, you capitalize the days of the week in French. False. Never capitalize unless it starts a sentence. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review the sections you struggled with. All right, let's wrap up. Today we've covered the French number system, including the mathematical logic of 70, 80, and 90. We've tackled the 24-hour clock and key time phrases like Ecor, Edemi, and Moins le Cor. We've mastered the structure of dates, le plus number plus month, and the critical rule, no capitals on days or months. And we've looked at prepositions in for years, seasons, and months, le for specific dates. This topic is worth marks in every single paper. Master it, and you're building a solid foundation for your entire GCSE French exam. Practice listening to numbers in context, write out dates until the structure is automatic, and always, always check your capitalization. Thanks for listening, and bon chance with your revision. You've got this.